New Hampshire weighs 100 Nowitzer's Bitcoin-backed municipal bond. New Hampshire's governor and executive council will hold a hearing on July 8th to consider a $100 million municipal bond backed by Bitcoin, according to a July 7th post from Bitcoin Magazine. It would be the first time a U.S. state ties public debt to a crypto reserve asset, a step past the reserve fund laws several states have already passed. The proposal lands while Bitcoin trades near $63,311 as of July 7, 2026, up 2.2% on the day and 8.5% over the week per CoinMarketCap data. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 28 in fear territory, so the timing puts a volatile asset in front of state officials during a jittery stretch of the market, rather than a euphoric one. The structure being proposed, a Bitcoin-backed municipal bond, is not the same as a state buying Bitcoin outright. In a standard muni bond, a government borrows from investors and repays with interest, usually funded by taxes or project revenue. Attaching Bitcoin as backing means the state would hold the asset as collateral or as a reserve tied to the debt, which changes the risk profile for bondholders and taxpayers alike. The detail that matters is where the price risk sits. If Bitcoin secures the bond and its price falls, the collateral covering that debt shrinks, a drop from current levels toward the $40,000 zone that some analysts have floated would cut the backing by more than a third. That is the core tension officials have to weigh. A reserve asset that gained 8.5% in a week can lose the same in one. New Hampshire has been early here before. It was among the first states to move on Bitcoin reserve legislation, so a bond proposal is a logical next escalation rather than a surprise. The hearing is a procedural step, not an approval, and the executive council can send it back or reshape the terms. States following the federal lead. The backdrop is a broader push by governments to treat Bitcoin as a treasury asset. The United States now holds a Bitcoin hoard larger than every other nation combined, and the White House has said it is structuring a strategic reserve, even as two agencies fight over control of it. State-level action tends to follow federal signaling, and New Hampshire is testing whether the reserve idea can extend into how public debt itself is financed. Corporate and public sector demand has been the year's clearest driver. Public companies bought roughly twice as much Bitcoin as miners produced in 2026, draining available supply faster than new coins enter circulation. A state issuing a Bitcoin-backed bond would add a new category of buyer, one accountable to voters and auditors, which raises the stakes on custody, valuation, and disclosure. For residents of the United States watching this, the practical question is not whether Bitcoin goes up. It is whether a public balance sheet should carry an asset this volatile, and what happens to the general fund if the collateral has to be marked down mid-cycle. Signals to track after the hearing. The July 8th session determines whether the proposal advances, gets amended, or stalls. Three things will signal how serious this is: the custody arrangement for the Bitcoin, the valuation method for marking the collateral, and any hedging or floor built in to protect taxpayers from a sharp drawdown. A bond that assumes Bitcoin only goes up is a different instrument than one with downside protection written in. If New Hampshire moves forward, expect other states with existing Bitcoin reserve laws to study the template closely. The reserve fund laws passed so far let states hold Bitcoin. A bond backed by it would test whether they can borrow against it, which is a larger and less charted commitment,